This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Much attention has been paid to the governor's race, but what about who will be the proverbial one heartbeat away from Louisiana's chief executive? Candidates for lieutenant governor, Republican Billy Nungesser and Democrat Kip Holden, were each asked about their goals for their first term if elected. Nungesser said,
putting a plan together to restore our historical sites, our museums, and growing tourism 10% a year over the next 4 years, creating thousands of jobs and economic growth.
Holden's response,
making sure that we have quality education for children, at the same time making sure we have the jobs here, because there are a lot of people who are still unemployed and those individuals need help as well.
Asked what they'd tackle first, Holden said,
first priority will be to go to as many cities as I possibly can, them telling me what they like to see in their cities and small towns.
And Nungesser,
first thing we've got to do is put together a plan for the special session.
In light of yet another state budget shortfall, both were asked how they'd handle having their budget raided to pay for special events such as national playoff games or music festivals. Holden says he would fight.
Unless you get up and fight for that department, it will continue to be raided.
Nungesser would fight as well.
When they pull that money out for a special event, it hurts tourism around the whole state. It cripples our ability to work with our plan to promote Louisiana to the country and the world. I'll be yelling and screaming until that ends.
The runoff election is tomorrow. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group in Baton Rouge, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.